easy to forget you.
But I'd love to get the answer on if there was not a coal in this seat.
I don't think Megan said that there was.
Interesting. See, he's always made the claim that there was nobody other than a coal in this seat.
And the next matter on the agenda is change zone number 1819, filed on behalf of MTC Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 13.063 acres more or less, located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13, approximately 1,226 feet south of Adams Road, the tax parcels District 530, Map 14, Parcel 24, and it's a portion of the 911 address is 14485 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 22nd. At that meeting, they heard the applicant give their application. They deferred the application, and at their July 13th meeting, they recommended approval for the change of zone with reasons 1-6. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here? Sir, you want to come forward? Good afternoon. And after you sign in, if you'll give us your full name and address, and then explain why you'd like the council to act favorably upon your application.
My name is J.J. Carter, James Carter, Jr. I go by J.J. I'm one of the owners of Allspan, the Lake Gate Steel Trust Company on Route 13, just south of Greenwood. The property that we have is owned, we are MTC Properties. We own the property as MTC Properties, and Allspan operates the Metal Truss property in the red there. Mm-hmm. And we just would like to change from the conditional use for truss manufacturing into the CR1 zoning, so that we're not limited to just truss manufacturing in the future. We've got, in our industry, the prefabricated industry of construction, a lot of things are going to, people are going to packaging their structures. Instead of just buying trusses, they want to buy floor systems, wall panels, and other things. And we don't want to be painted in a corner with just trusses. So we want to leave the future open for us to grow our business, be able to offer more things to our clients, more products, more services, and create more jobs for the local people here in Delaware. We have a lot of previously zoned properties in the area, north and south of us, very close proximity, so it's not out of character for the area. We already have a commercial entrance with curbing, with a deceleration lane, so we won't have to go through that process. And we did only ask for this property that we're on, manufacturing trusses right now, is an old C1 zoning, one of the old C1 zonings that was in place when we bought the property. We're just asking, and it goes 600 feet to the back, and we're just asking for the continuation of the 600 feet forward. The reason being, one reason, this is low ground back here, and it's of no use to us, and we just figured if we just continue with that, it would help the continuity and contiguous line.
But so it's the yellow part, Janelle, that we're looking at today, or the red?
Yellow. Everything in the yellow is the parcel,
right,
but only a portion of the parcel is being requested to be rezoned. So it's where it would be in keeping in line with the back line of this going straight back.
Okay.
So pretty much anything over here would stay AR1, and everything over here, if so approved, would become CR1. That's the request.
Now, where's the arrow at? Is that farmland? Is that farmland where the arrow is?
Yeah. Currently, Mr. George Isaacs is tilling it.
Mark Isaacs has
it. Yes, Mark's dad.
He owns Mark. He owns FTC. I thought he didn't own that land.
We bought that from him.
That's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
You might have bought it off Mark Isaacs.
Right. And we just currently let him till it because we don't have use today, but we see use for it in the future.
Won't that kind of mess up his irrigation?
It will. He'll have to move one of them or shorten it.
So, Janelle, we don't really, I'm looking through here, we don't have anything showing that line, or is it?
It was in our application, sir.
It's in the application.
It's in the app. Okay. Area to
the
be, okay,
survey was showing.
I got it. Area to be zoned. Okay.
Were there any questions from council? Did you have anything else to add, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 13.063 acres more or less, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning at numbered 1 through 6 in your package.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton?
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, on P&Z's recommendations.
Mr. Cole?
I also support P&Z's recommendations, yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
good luck to you.
Have a good day.
What's this track? Is that a racetrack on the back part there?
Behind that wood you're talking about?
That's
another application.
Click it back where she was.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It looked like a racetrack back there somewhere on the back part.
I can tell you exactly what that is.
It was a racetrack.
I think they maybe still train.
Tennessee used to do stuff back there. Yeah.
It's across the...
across the ditch.
You zoom back out a little bit.
Yeah, right there.
There's a horse farm. I think they just train horses on sulkies or something.
Yeah,
it's funny, I don't travel back here much because I live in Milford, so I...
Whose farm is that?
Sussex County side of Milford.
Whose farm is that?
I think Hunsberg owns that.
Could be.
He owns a lot of the property around. I think that's him.
I didn't know. I didn't know Sugar Hill was that close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Didn't you guys do... Did you do Camden Yards or...?
We did the first... portion of the Baltimore Ravens training facility.
We also
did Philly's ballpark.
Philly's ballpark.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, I need to do one of the ballparks. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next matter is change of zone number 1823, filed on behalf of WMF Watercraft and Marine Inc.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.489 acres, more or less, located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway Route 24 and east side of Layton Davis Road, approximately 208 feet east of said intersection. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 29, Parcels 64, 64.01, and 65. The 911 address is 27037 John J. Williams Highway in Millsboro. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 22nd. At that meeting, they were submitted a number of exhibits and items for the record. They deferred the application at their July 13th meeting. They recommended approval of the applications for reasonings 1 through 6. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon. Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard Stevens and Shaw. Here in Georgetown and Rehoboth and Lewis. I represent the applicant in this case. It's WMF Watercraft and Marine. The actually property is owned by Davis Baxter Realty. The principal for both those entities is William Ferensky, who's right here. Next to him, you all know Ring Larder with Davis Bowen and Ferdell. Mr. Ferensky owns the business on the corner there. It's at Layton Davis Road and John Williams Highway. He's had it for many years, and it's been successful. It's a watercraft, or wave runners.
And jet skis.
Jet skis, they call them, yeah. And pontoon boats, both sales and service. And he's grown, so he needs more storage area, and he's grown outside of that space, so he's acquired the three lots that are the subject of this application that is 6400, 6401, and 6500. Those are currently zoned AR. His property is zoned C1. Yeah, the what's yellow and highlighted there is just, I think, one of the lots, mm-hmm. I think, right?
Correct.
And the other one's right in front of it, and right next to that big red area is the third lot. But he's asking that all of them be zoned CR1 so he can expand his business. Quite frankly, what he intends to do is just use it for storage. There's some idea of maybe putting a pole building in the back for servicing these boats.
So, Tim, we're not talking about the yellow box. We're talking about the lots in front.
Well, there's three boxes, and I'm not sure why they don't all show up at once.
The computer system only recognizes identifying one at a time.
Yeah, and if you look, and I think we're going to see some other maps. Yes, so it's we're going to see some pictures now. I don't care how we take these because I won't be able to control it anyway. So if you want to just pop them up, there's the site right there. That's showing all three. Can you see that, Mr. Burke?
So it's 64, 65, 64-1, 65, and 64 total.
Right. Those three lots, and it totals a little over 4 acres. He's on 1 acre right
It's now. A whole quarter.
There you go. Right. They're all. That yeah. does it. That's it, Mr. Look. Yeah. Those are the three lots.
How many years has he been there? You've been there, what, how many years?
2004.
Yeah, all right. Been a long time.
Now, what's all those lots now?
They're nothing right now. There was a house on the one to the far right, the long rectangular one. I think the house is gone now. And the other lots, he's actually already kind of expanded on there with boat storage.
Oh, we've had pre-expansion.
There's no violation and there's no crust
concrete.
Did he concrete.
Advise you to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have
no. Yeah. But he's got a fence around it. There's been no complaints or anything like that. So, as you already heard, we had a good recommendation from your planner saying it's consistent with the area. This is a comprehensive plan growth area, which is an environmentally sensitive developing area, which calls for, can accommodate development, retail, and office uses are appropriate, light commercial and industrial uses can be appropriate to provide convenient services to allow people to work close to home. Probably the majority of these jet skis and pontoons you see out in the waterways come from his business. So he definitely sells them and services them, which I think is a convenience for all the people that live here and visit this area. If we can pop up some more pictures, you can see that there's surrounding zoning. That gray area is now commercial. Down at the end's commercial. So it's all commercial all the way to the Oak Orchard area, and maybe Ms. Cornwell, if you can pop some more pictures up there, we'll have some different. Yeah, you can see the red area. And across the street, so it's really, as the Planning Commission found in their decision approving this, that it's kind of filling in an area that's already been established as commercial. I have some photographs showing what's also going on in that area. That's the Nanticoke Indian Center, right on the other side of Leighton Davis Road. That's actually a picture of Mr. Ferensky's business. Another shot of that. That's right, the one across the street is an animal hospital, just down the road, but pretty close to him. You can see it in the aerial, but it's on the other side of Route 24. And that's the property next door that was zoned commercial. So I know this has been rather a long day for you all, so I'm going to keep it kind of short unless you have questions. I'll call Mr. Ferensky up here. I note that when the commission approved this or recommended approval, they found the site is located on Route 24 adjacent to another property owned by the applicant that is currently zoned C1. This will allow reasonable expansion of the applicant's business and operation. The site is in an area where other commercial zone properties exist along 24. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area of zoning. The proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. I don't think anybody's hearing for this. With CR1 zoning for the entire site, the applicant will have to comply with all site plan requirements for any commercial use on the property, and it will have to comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning codes state that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial service activities, generally servicing a wide area. And at Planning Commission, no one appeared in opposition. There was no TIS required for this, and that's all I have. If I can call Bill up here for a second. I do have the minutes from when the corner property on 24 and, when 24 and Old Orchard were approved, but that was in 2010. It was a MRRPC, and they zoned part of it commercial as well. You all approved that. So, Mr. Fransky, you've heard me talk kind of fast. You've seen this presentation. Is it true to correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
And these gentlemen may have some questions for you.
Okay. Any questions?
Have you been to DLDOT? You read pretty quick, but has there been an entrance approval for this?
I think maybe Rick can answer that question.
For the record, Ray Larner with Davis Bone and Friedel. This is already an existing use, so new entrance permit is not required for this application. If Mr. Ferensky wanted to expand his business into something else, then we would be required to get a new entrance approval or something from DLDOT. But for this particular rezoning application, nothing was required for DLDOT.
So, but just adding land.
And the land does not require anything. It's just about the use of land. If you were to change that use or change his driveways, then we require.
Because it's all grandfathered in from.
That's correct.
There is no curb, though, right now. No. It's just wide open coming in there. But are you going to extend that wide openness to the next two properties?
No, not at all. It's the same.
And there's an entrance to, correct me if I'm wrong, there's an entrance to the back of the property on Leighton Davis Road.
That's where we use.
So there's nothing on 24, and that's how you get to this.
24 is too busy for us going in and out of there anyway. It's easier in the back.
But those the two properties do have an entrance. The long one and
they were
the
houses.
Right, they were houses. Are they abandoned?
No, the houses are gone. The one house is gone. The other house is gone.
The entrance, though.
Yes, there's no entrance there anymore.
Looking on that map, I'm seeing one. I'm seeing three.
Old aerial.
It's an old picture.
It's an old aerial.
It's an older aerial.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a fence in front of the one now. In front of the other one, there's nothing. It's just an open field right there.
Okay.
There's a fence in front of the other one. It's all fenced in, but there's nothing else for entrance.
It's not that old. I was there.
I stand corrected.
It's old.
Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard, do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing and close the public record. Okay with council. And ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.4890 acres, more or less, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning as contained in your package.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant change of zone 1830 for the reasons stated from planning and zoning. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton.
I support the application and planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z's recommendation.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes also. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's even before this applicant. It's had a history of commercial activity there for many, many years. So it's been well established, and I'll vote yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasonings, and I think it has been commercial for a long time. And certainly expand that needs to be. It's a good thing to do. Glad your business is growing. Although yes, motion carried.
Thank you very much.
How far is that from Ralph Lizard's house?
What's that?
How far does that be from Ralph Lizard's old house? Ralph Lizard.
He doesn't know who he is.
You don't go that far back?
No.
No. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Motion carried. We're now adjourned.